So first things first, Ellen, you have a long history in public service with the Houston Area Women's Center. Tell me, how did that help you arrive at the decision to run, and how does that shape your candidacy?
Well, interestingly enough, my interest in the legislature predated my involvement at the Houston Area Women's Center. Because I've always been involved, always felt that what went on in the legislature had a greater impact on my life than other areas. I mean, that's just my own personal view. The issues when I was raising my kids in Houston, public education was important. Who decided that? It was decided in Austin. Healthcare issues, some of which were decided federally and some of which were decided at the state level. So I've always been interested in that. Now, my 15 years at the Women's Center has clearly given me a real insight into who those people are that are affected by some of the really dramatic decisions that we make in Austin. If we cut children from healthcare, if we decide not to give money to nonprofits providing shelter, if we direct federal money and state money to specific religious organizations and thereby diminishing the amount of money that's going to be out there for everyone. I know who those people are. I know the faces of those people. You know, they are really something. It's not a tick mark on a piece of paper. It's a woman and her child. And so that's where my involvement probably became really strong.
What led you to decide that this was the time to run? Did you get recruited?
I did get recruited, actually. There were a group of people who were interested in looking at races that were winnable, and District 134 is one that is going to be an exciting race. And when they were looking for the prototype of the person that they might want to recruit, some of the skill sets I had presented themselves, and certain people talked to certain people, and other people talked, and finally I was talked to. So, and it was the right time for me. I did have this interest early on, but my children were young, so it wasn't appropriate. And then, once my children grew up and went away, my husband's health precluded my being able to run and be away from home. So, unfortunately, he passed away 3 years ago. And so, you know, circumstances change. And when that ring comes around, you grab it or you don't. And so the ring came around at the right time. The board at the Houston Area Women's Center granted me a leave of absence using all my vacation and leave time to do so. So, you know, it was right. If I just started a new job, it wouldn't have been the right time. So everything came together.
So what would you say are the skills that you bring, that you would bring to this position?
Well, I think that based on what's going on in Austin, I think the major skill I bring to this position is my ability to not look at things in black and white and not sit down and say to myself, this person's evil because they disagree with me. I've been in too many situations where people haven't got it right away, and I've been able to talk with them, and they may not ultimately come over to my side, but I also will understand where they're coming from. Can I give you a brief example of this?
Please.
When I had breast cancer 37 years ago, and I started a program, my husband's from Montreal, we were living in Montreal, and I learned of a program that was started in the United States, and I wanted to bring it back to Montreal, so I went back, and I went down there, I was trained, and I came back, and had this great breast cancer program. It was volunteers, it was women who had been through breast cancer, trained to go into hospitals to sit with women who are going through it. Brilliant, you know, great idea. I proposed it to the Quebec Cancer Society, and they said, basically, we're not interested in an American program. And then I proposed it to some of the surgeons at the hospital that I was operated on, and they said, we don't want any do-good women in our hospital rooms. And, you know, I said, wait a minute. So there was one surgeon who had used it when he interned in New York, and he got it, and so we sat down and we strategized, and we went back to those two entities, and we said, now really, what are your concerns? Why do you really feel this wouldn't work? And by the time we left, my family and I left Quebec, the program was going in every hospital in Montreal, and it was moving out across Quebec. So that was my first experience with saying, wait, these doctors aren't evil. The Quebec Cancer Society isn't evil. They have reasons for feeling this way. So to get back to your question, and my experience at the Women's Center and my other experiences have brought me to the point where I think The best skill I bring is my ability to be passionate about something. I am terribly passionate about issues. But to sit down with people and to try to come to consensus and not paint people into a corner and say they must be evil because they don't agree with me.